Discovering the Impero Valley. Have you ever been to Impero Valley? We have traveled there on a sunny day with a few clouds in the distance and, as always, no precise destination, just the desire to discover a new portion of the Gulf of Diano on a moped. Departure from the farm holidays. Leaving the farm holidays early in the morning, we take the Aurelia Road to Capo Berta and arrive in Piazza Dante in Imperia. From here, we follow the signs for Turin and the Strada Statale 28. As soon as we are in front of the medieval bridge in Castelvecchio, we decide to stop and take some pictures of the landscape. From the surrounding valleys, in fact, small ancient villages begin to emerge, naturally integrated in the surrounding greenery, such as Oneglia. Let's take the moped again and drive along the SS28 to Ponte d'Ascio Junction. At this point, we leave the fast road to follow the old state road and cross the village. Ponte d'Ascio and Chiusa Vecchia. In Ponte d'Ascio, we stop to look around the old streets, the characteristic Ligurian Carruggi, not far from the Impero stream. We resume our route along the old state road up to the junction for Chiusa Vecchia. At a certain point, we notice a sign indicating the church of Nostra Signora dell'Oliveto. We follow the suggestion and head towards the sacred building, which we reach via an old cobbled road. Once we have crossed it, another regenerating stop is a must. Let's get fully of the beauty with the wonderful view of Chiusa Vecchia and the stream. Borgomaro. We are not yet satisfied, however, we resume our journey to the junction for Borgomaro. The first village we meet is San Lazzaro Reale, announced by the ancient stone bridge that leads to the mule track towards Lucinasco. Borgomaro, instead, is a point of a connection with the hamlets and the villages in the surroundings. We stop to visit it. We are curious about its medieval layout, softened by the passage of a stream. We are particularly struck by the parish church of Sant'Antonio Abate, with its external fresco and the municipal fountain fed by the spring. Maro Castello and Lucinasco. Leaving Borgomaro, we find, not far away, the small village of Maro Castello, where the Impero torrent widens to four small lakes. This hamlet is dominated by the ruins of an old castle and the Romanesque church of Saints Nazario and Celso. We cross the village and follow the road that leads to its hamlets. After a few meters, we find the sign towards Lucinasco and we decide to reach it. This is where we meet a sign that tells us about the Lazzaro Acquarone Diffuse Museum. We discover that the project involves an interesting ethnographic museum en route between the boxes scattered throughout the territory of Lucinasco. It is an all Ligurian characteristic. Stone buildings built with a dry technique and adopted over the centuries as a shelter for shepherds and farmers. We are already at noon and we need a place to stop for something to eat. Let's pick up the moped and follow the signs to the country church of La Maddalena. We suddenly find ourselves in a wooden setting, where the church is immersed with its sober late medieval facade. Continuing on foot along a path, we enter the wood, and after 5 minutes, we arrive on a ridge from where we can enjoy a beautiful view of the whole valley. The stomach, however, begins to gurgling. We think we stop here to eat and stretch out our picnic towel, and finally we discard the packed lunch. The scent of the bread of Triora, accompanied by the Oxar tomatoes and the Genoese dog basil of our production, To conclude, a bowl of zucchini trumpet in scapece. Villa San Sebastiano, Villa San Pietro and Conio. After our lunch, we'll resume our journey. We take the old road and arrive above Maro Castello, continuing the route towards the hamlets of Villa San Sebastiano, Villa San Pietro and Conio. We decide to go to Conio, famous for its beans, and we take a tour around the village. We find ourselves in a maze of stone alleys, where we are surprised by the curious details. Vases of flowers, painted doors, and a sweet dedication to the village, which offers us a cue for reflection of a sense of community. Aurigo. We pick up the moped again and go back along the road already traveled until we meet again with the junction of Borgo Maro at the bottom of the valley, and then climb along the other side. The village of Aurigo welcomes us with its peace. Also in this village, some monuments catch our attention, such as the Church of Sant'Andrea and the Sanctuary of San Paolo. From a sign we learn about the ancient Via Marenca, an important communication route between Oneglia and Porto Maurizio, as far as the valleys of Moregalese. At this point, we can say our trip is over and we head towards the farm holidays. We take the same road that leads us back to Imperia and then along the Via Aurelia to Diano Marina. Also this time we discover new perspectives, known landscapes, and that somehow revealed themselves behind a new look. Every time we are surprised how much our region has to offer, and we can only decide to share these beauties with the guests and readers of our blog.